Title: Reese Framework, DJ Intro Offset in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build something that feels properly old school and also makes DJs love you. In Jungle and Classic DNB, the Reese doesn't just start playing. It arrives. You tease it. You control it. You keep the low end out of the way and then, right on the phrase, you slam the full weight in. That's the whole point of a DJ Intro Offset. A mixable intro where the bass is either absent or disciplined, and the drop is the first moment the full system weight shows up. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 with stock devices, and we're doing it in a mastering-aware way. Meaning, not just vibes. Tight low end, predictable phrasing, clean translation. Let's set the foundation. Step 0, session and grid. DJ friendly from the start. Set your tempo to 165 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle energy without feeling rushed. Go to arrangement view, set your grid to fixed grid, 1 bar. Then add locators every 8 bars. I want you thinking like a DJ and like a dancer. 8 bar chunks, 16 bar questions and answers, 32 bar sections. For the intro length, choose 32 bars if you want maximum mixability. If you're aiming more modern, 16 can work. But 32 is the classic. I can blend this cleanly length. Here's the phrase rule: big changes land on 16 or 32. If you make major moves at random bar counts, it's harder to mix and it feels less classic. Now, step 1. Build the Reese Bass as a two-layer framework. Create a group called Bass. Inside it, make two MIDI tracks. One named SUB, one named Reese MID. We're separating responsibilities. The SUB is stability and weight, basically mono power. The Reese MID is motion, grit, and that menacing character. First, the SUB layer. On sub, add operator. Oscillator is set to a sine wave. Start the level around minus 12 dB. You want headroom. We're not trying to win loudness wars inside the session. At EQ 8, keep it simple. The goal is most of the energy living roughly 30 to 90 Hz. If the patch is already clean, don't overprocess it. Then add utility, set width to 0%. Mono, always. Club systems and vinyl history basically demand this mindset. For no choice, keep it stable. Old school bass lines often sit around F to G or D to E depending on the tune. The key point is, avoid frantic sub note jumps. You want weight that feels intentional, not a bass line doing Parker. Now, the Reese MID layer. Add wavetable. Set OSC 1 to a saw. OSC 2 also to a saw. Detune it a bit, something like 8 to 20 cents. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, but keep it modest. If it turns into a blurry cloud, you'll lose the bite. Drop in saturator next. Analog clip mode, drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. Soft clip on. This gives you density without instantly turning into harsh fizz. Then auto filter. Use the LP24 filter. That classic slope feels right for this style. Add a touch of drive if needed. Optional but very error correct. Chorus ensemble in chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount maybe 10 to 25%. The big warning is, we're going to keep the low end out of this layer anyway, so don't worry about fatness here. Worry about movement. Now act 8 on the Reese mid. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want mastery-friendly low end. Sub and mid need to stop fighting for the same space. If it's boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, a gentle tame in the 2 to 5 kHz area can help. Then utility, set width maybe 80 to 120%. Tasteful. If you're going super wide, it'll sound huge in headphones and then collapse or smear in a club. At this point you've built the core. SUB is clean and mono. Reese MID is the attitude and motion, but disciplined below the crossover. Now the main concept. Step 2. Create the DJ intro offset control. This is the one macro to rule them all part. Go into your bass group's macro controls. Create macro 1 and name it DJ intro offset. Make the name obvious. You want to seed it and instantly know what it does. Now map a few key parameters to this macro, because the whole point is, one move controls the bass arrival. First mapping. On Reese mid, map the auto filter frequency. Set the macro range so that when the macro is low, the bass feels thin and safe for mixing, and when it's high, it's full-bodied. A good range to start, 150 Hz up to 6 kHz. You'll calibrate it in a minute. Second mapping, Reese MID utility width. Set a range like 60% up to around 110%. Intro narrower, drop wider, but cap it. A mastering-aware ceiling is important. If 100% macro equals chaos, you'll regret it later. Third mapping, Reese mid-gain. You can map track volume, but I prefer putting a utility at the end and mapping utility gain. It's cleaner and repeatable. Set it from about minus 12 dB up to 0 dB. Fourth mapping, SUB gain. Again, easiest with utility gain on the SUB track. Map it from minus infinity or maybe minus 18 dB up to 0 dB. And here's the classic old school move. In the intro, there's often no sub. None. The tune becomes instantly easier to mix. So define the macro behavior. Macro at 0% is DJ intro, filtered and quieter mids, little to no sub, narrower stereo. Macro at 100% is drop, full mids, full sub, stereo opens up above the crossover. Now step 3, arrange the intro like an actual jungle tune, not just an 8-bar loop with an awkward wait. We're going for a 32-bar intro template that DJs can measure with their brain. Bars 1 to 8, DJ-friendly drums and air. Breakbeat, tops, atmosphere, maybe vinyl noise. If you want a Reese hint, keep it extremely controlled and keep sub out. If you want some crunch, redux lightly on hats or percussion can do it. Echo on a stab for a dubby touch. Vinyl distortion subtly on a drum bus can give you that older texture, but don't overdo it. Bars 9 to 16, tease the Reese mids. Automate DJ intro offset from about 0% up to around 35%. You should hear the Reese mid becoming present but still filtered and not taking over the mix. Add a classic cue, a snare fill, a reverse crash, a dub siren hit, something that says we're moving to the next phrase. Bars 17 to 24, energy lift. Bring in extra percussion or a second break layer. Push the macro to around 50 to 65%. This is where the crowd starts leaning forward. You can add a subtle riser or a noise sweep, but keep it tasteful. Old school doesn't mean empty, it means controlled tension. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop tension. You can pull the drums for half a bar or a bar, or do a snare roll. Push the macro to maybe 70 to 85%. Keep SUB muted or very low depending on the flavor you want. If you want the slam, keep it out until the drop. Then at bar 33, the drop. Snap DJ intro offset to 100%. SUB fully in. Reese filter opens, width expands. Distortion feels like it arrived, not like it was always there. Now let's make this mastering aware, because this is where a lot of people mess up. They do an intro but the low end is already busy, so the drop doesn't feel bigger. Or worse, the master limiter is doing all the work. First, headroom and gain staging. While producing, keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. Don't smash the master limiter just to make it exciting. Use a limiter only for safety checks, not as a crutch. Second, bass bus control. On the bass group, at EQ 8, you can go mid/side mode. The main goal, below about 120 Hz, you want essentially no side energy. The safest path is, SUB is mono already, and your Reese MID is high passed, so you're mostly good, but it's still worth checking. Add glue compressor on the bass group, lightly. Ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 ms, release auto or around 0.2 to 0.4 seconds. You only want 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the drop. This is glue, not flattening. Optional. A subtle saturator on the bass group. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip-on. This helps bass read at lower playback levels without just cranking volume. Third, sidechain relationship. Controlled pump. Put a compressor on the SUB track, sidechained from your kick or drum group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction. Subtle. Consistent, musical. You want roll, not a vacuum. Now step 5, the automation, the actual offset. Show automation for the DJ intro offset macro in arrangement view. Draw a curve that makes sense in phrases. Bars 1 to 16, low to mid controlled rise. Bars 17 to 32, steady increase. Bar 33, instant jump to full, or if you want it smoother, a very short ramp like a quarter bar. The key teacher note here, a true DJ friendly offset is predictable. Don't wiggle the macro constantly like it's a synth performance. This is arrangement automation. Phrase-based moves. Now extra coach notes that will level you up fast. First, make the offset DJ measurable with metering, not just vibes. Put a spectrum on the bass group. Watch the 40 to 90 Hz band in the intro. If there's consistent energy there, you're basically forcing DJs to fight your low end when mixing. Also put a limiter on the master only as a safety, ceiling minus 1 dB. No gain added. If that limiter is hitting in the intro, it means your intro is already too dense, and your drop contrast is going to suffer. Next, calibrate the macro so it feels consistent across notes. Loop a short MIDI clip that cycles through your main bass notes, like 4 to 8 bars of your hook. Sweep the macro while it loops. Some notes may bloom too hard in low mids when the filter opens. If that happens, do one narrow EQ cut on the Resim ID before distortion, often somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz. Then recheck the sweep. This is how you stop the macro from being one note sounds fine. The next note is a foghorn. Next, keep arrival perception separate from loudness. A classic trick is making the drop feel bigger by changing the spectrum and stereo width, not by adding 6 dB. Your macro should mainly change sub-presence, low mid density and stereo spread above the crossover. If your drop only feels bigger when it's much louder, you're not building contrast. You're just turning up. Now, pre-master sanity checks for clubs. Put utility on the master and toggle mono occasionally while the macro rises. If the Reese character disappears early, you're relying too much on stereo movement. And do a quick DJ test. Export the first 48 bars and try mixing it over a reference track, either in a DJ app or even inside Live with a second audio track. If your intro fights their bass line, reduce sub and low mid earlier in the macro curve. That's the whole point of this framework. If you want an advanced variation that feels extra authentic, try a two-stage offset. Keep your main macro, but add macro 2 called SUBRM, mapped only to SUB gain. Automate SUBRM to stay off until the last bar or two, or exactly at the drop. That gives you that classic mids get mean first, sub arrives last behavior. Another fun DJ tool, a fake drop moment around bar 25 or 29. For one bar, open the Reese mid more than expected. Then snap it back. Do it without adding volume. Automate filter resonance or drive briefly. DJs love these landmarks.